This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Looking to buy a streaming service? Quibi is for sale. Oh, Quibi. It launched just 6 months ago with a budget of over $1 billion. It was loaded with content, full of big promises and new technology. But yeah, things did not really turn out quite the way the company's founder, former Disney chief Jeff Katzenberg, had hoped for. Here's Marketplace's Erica Barris on what happened.
In case you missed it, and it turns out a lot of people did, Quibi is short for quick bites. Content longer than a TikTok video, but shorter than most of the scripted stuff on Netflix. Millions upon millions were spent producing Quibi originals. Chrissy Teigen's comedic court show.
Have you been injured on the job, even if it was your own fault?
Kevin Hart's show.
Here's my question. Why can't I be an action star?
Quibi boasted what they said was pioneering on-the-go screen rotation tech. Here's chief executive Meg Whitman talking to Marketplace tech host Molly Wood in January.
It came down to a kind of compression technology that when you are watching in portrait, your landscape version is compressed.
But what Quibi's been lacking is something pretty important. Viewers. Downloads for paid subscriptions hovered around 1.5 million in the first quarter it was offered. That's far fewer than the company expected. Tim Hanlon is an analyst focused on tech and media. He says Quibi entered a glutted streaming market with novel technology. Plus,
oh, by the way, creating a brand new company and brand from scratch that nobody's ever heard of. In marketing circles, that's a triple whammy of death.
As Quibi looks at sales options, there's the question. Who would want to buy it now? Quibi doesn't have that deep a catalog, and
it didn't have the customer data.
That's Carnegie Mellon's Mike Smith. And the data, he says, is probably any streaming platform's most valuable asset. And right now, Quibi just doesn't have enough. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.